Julieta Smith is a senior compliance officer in fixed income at a large global asset management firm in Atlanta, Georgia. Ms. Smith's 15 years of security industry experience encompasses equity trading, insurance and financial sales, auditing, compliance supervision, compliance surveillance, compliance management, and policy development review. She is also a certified arbitrator with the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, also known as FINRA. As a senior compliance officer, Ms. Smith's role touches several facets of compliance: investment guideline reviews, monitoring of account trading activity, mutual fund launches, derivatives testing, regulatory filings, and authoring written supervisory procedures for testing and monitoring activities. A native Floridian, Ms. Smith has been residing in the Atlanta, Georgia area for 3 years and is also the founder of a nonprofit scholarship fund which targets B and C students that have experienced challenges in their lives yet demonstrate a tenacity to exceed and achieve higher learning goals.
Thank you, Heather. Now let's meet our esteemed guest. Julieta, let's have a discussion around your perspective on risk and compliance.
Thank you. Good morning. I'm Julieta Smith, a senior compliance officer in fixed income with a large global financial firm located in Atlanta, Georgia. Today's discussion topic, embracing the change of compliance, can lead into many subtopics. I choose to contribute to this discussion by beginning with a high-level view of compliance and concluding with a local-level perspective. Specifically, I will discuss the role of compliance in the compliance officer, risk prevention, and disclosure in creating a positive compliance culture. The opinions I express today are of my own perspective, general industry knowledge, and professional experience, and are not representative of my firm.
And Julieta, what is the role of compliance and the compliance officer specifically?
Well, specifically, the role of compliance in the compliance officer is often misunderstood and blurred. Some believe that the role of the compliance officer is to ensure the company's business is conducted in accordance with standard business practices, while others believe the role involves ensuring that business is carried out diligently, loyally, ethically, which sometimes incorrectly translates into supervising or legal or even risk officers. There is a difference in the roles. Then there are those that believe that the role of the compliance officer is to identify and manage legal and reputational risk. In the financial sector, the role of compliance is to promulgate written procedures for ensuring activities are conducted in accordance with the law and must help to make sure these procedures are followed. Since the financial sector has been the object of federal reform, for example, Dodd-Frank, the role of the and task of compliance has grown. In viewing this from a high level, in the financial sector, federal rule requires the naming of a CCO, which was not a requirement prior to 2004. And not just the naming of any CCO, but firms must name a CCO that is knowledgeable in the laws and regulations applicable to their sector of the industry. This would be investment advisory, broker-dealer, etc. Poignant events that attributed to such reform of the CCO requirement include such events as Enron. Under the umbrella of the CCO, the compliance officer must make sure each employee is aware of the importance of compliance and respects and contributes to its implementation, analyze and reports on best practices to be implemented within the company, be familiar with the company's overall strategy, understands the potential risks in order to anticipate them. This is different from supervision, as supervisors approve daily trading of the financial advisor and or portfolio manager, and risk, which gauges the risk threshold of the firm and the legal department. Conclusively, compliance and the compliance officer can best be described as a sensor and monitor that embodies leadership, independence, charisma, integrity, communication, are human and firm.
Well, thank you, Julieta. In an ever-changing regulatory environment, the biggest challenge firms face is regulatory risk, the risk of non-compliance. How are compliance personnel going to ensure that the compliance program is reasonably designed to detect and prevent risks?
Well, there is much coming down the pipeline in terms of regulatory reform. As I mentioned before, Dodd-Frank, money market reform, that compliance is expected to remain abreast of these changes and to be experts, if not semi-experts, on all aspects of the changes. However, that is impossible. It takes a team of people to be experts within the compliance organization. Coordination with members from different teams is key. Audit, risk, supervision, etc. Additionally, implement controls and checks that will enable a firm to be in step with regulatory changes. Let me give you an example. An example would be, let's say on the broker-dealer side, you have a branch manager that supervises the daily activity of its associates. The branch manager rolls up to a regional supervisor, which performs sample review of all of the daily activity and asks questions of the branch management team regarding activity that appears questionable. The next level is the compliance officer performing policy review and risk analysis of the activities within that branch, matching the activity against any regulatory and/or state laws, thus resulting in communication to the auditing department for further research during their audit of that branch. The compliance department then determines if additional controls are required. In that simple example, Rio, you can see that there are a number of branches on that tree that must be touched to ensure a firm is in step with regulations. There are processes in place. However, it isn't unreasonable to have a program design that doesn't catch all activity. An example of this would be personal trading activity of the associates. There are policies in firms that require all associates to report their personal trading activity, and the firm receives copies of their activity. However, if a person doesn't report the activity, then even though there are controls in place, procedures in place, being yearly affirmations, training, etc., the program may not catch an unreported activity.
And what it is disclosure, and what risk does non-disclosure pose to a firm, management, and registered representatives, Julietta?
Well, in the SEC's attempt to instill confidence in investors that the financial market is transparent, the SEC requires that publicly traded companies release and provide for free exchange of all material facts, that are relevant to their ongoing business operations, and that the whole truth about any material issue pertaining to the transaction is communicated. Financial firms and their compliance respond to this requirement by delivering disclosure in plain language, yet the average investor still does not understand the disclosure. Therefore, compliance, supervision, audit, take steps in training sales personnel in how to communicate to the investor, trains associates how to identify when an investor isn't understanding how the product works. The risk of a firm or registered representative of not disclosing to a client, which may result in material gain or loss, is being subject to fines, suspension, loss of license for the registered personnel, and or imprisonment.
That's very interesting, and the types of investments are becoming more complex. How does compliance stay abreast of continuing changes and the impact of regulations on them?
Well, we in compliance, we must rely on local roundtables, regional seminars, webinars, reading material, investment professionals providing training on new products, networking, and of course, outside counsel.
And Julietta, how does a firm ensure that there is a positive culture of compliance?
This has to start at the top, the uppermost level of the organization, making sure that downstream communication is open, that it's clear, and that there is a level of understanding of the role of compliance within the organization and how it affects the firm. Training helps execute this communication, as well as making people responsible for implementing a program that is easily grasped by the masses. Build a rapport with the various departments, which communicates that compliance is a partner that cares about not only the organizational framework, but the people that make up that framework. Often, compliance is seen as the police. only caring about policy, procedures, what's right, what's wrong, not being human. As a compliance officer, if you walk into a room to get coffee and people scatter or begin to whisper, I can assure you that that is a good indication that you are not on the same island as the rest of the firm.
Well, Julietta, what do you do when something goes wrong?
Well, I'll begin this answer by stating that very rarely does anyone approach a compliance or a compliance officer to request permission to do something wrong. Although those instances aren't non-existent, most associates want to do what is right and what they think is right. It doesn't always mean it is right. That said, as previously discussed, compliance officers need to be known as people to resolve an issue, a partner, and not the person that always says no. So when something goes wrong, depending on the depth of the issue, you have a conversation about the issue in a manner that doesn't make the offender feel interrogated. After the discussion, assess the risk, review the policies affected, and report the issue. From this process, a resolution that aligns with the firm's policies, industry rules, foreign industry rules, if applicable, will be delivered. If the issue brings to light an opportunity within the compliance program to be strengthened, then the proper steps to execute new policies, checks, controls should be executed. Last, a good compliance officer and compliance department will take the opportunity to train the individual or individuals. It not only shows compliance as a partner, but as a leader.
Julietta, people are naturally skeptical of compliance. How do you get people to talk to you and see you as a partner versus an adversary?
Well, that's an interesting question, because I've been on both sides of the coin. I've been in production in my financial career, where I've received questions from audit and compliance, which is typical in terms of monitoring my activity, and currently in a role in which I ask the questions. The key for me on the sales side, as well as on the compliance side, which hasn't changed, is to not be seen as the police. As a part of my job, it's to build relationships and to encourage people to understand that procedures are not superimposed on the business to complicate it, but are a part of the business. I position myself to be an individual that doesn't mind liaising between another department and the sales team. For example, traders, advisors, reps, etc. It helps the sales team get a step closer to their answer that they may not have reached as quickly by their own methods. And it communicates that I have the same goal as they have, which is to get the business for the client. In turn, the relationship fosters an understanding that when I explain a certain activity cannot be done, it isn't because I want to stop them from conducting business, but because there is a restriction, law, and or policy in place that says it cannot be done. It becomes an easier pill to swallow for the receiver, and the decision is generally met with, I understand, thanks for your help. However, that does not mean they are happy with the outcome, but they do respect me enough, my position and compliance, to find an alternative investment or strategy that is suitable for that client. Conclusively, Rio, a good compliance organization and compliance officer will be able to convince staff and even management, being board of directors, executives, that expanding business is important, but not at any price and being compliant. The firm can detect, prevent, and reduce risk while still increasing business opportunities.
Julietta, we truly appreciate your perspective on that. It was very, very well put. And now we'll take a short break to hear from a healing organization, manafund.org. And when we return, it's Julietta. You have given us many takeaway thoughts today. Can you pull key points together, Julietta, for our listeners in a few moments, please?
Sure. I would like to say that the takeaway from my points that I would like listeners to have would be just a summation of everything that I've said. And in wrapping up everything, compliance and the compliance officer can be best described as sensors, monitors, that embody leadership, independence, charisma, integrity, communication, are human and firm, and that a good compliance organization and officer will be able to convince staff and even management that expanding business is important, but not at any cost. The firm can detect, prevent, and reduce risk while still increasing their profit.